Hello and welcome to Beauty Inside Out.
I'm Kimberly Snyder and welcome to my Thursday Q&A show where I answer your questions every single week. This is really fun for me because I love connecting with you and hearing what is on your mind and what you would like to know. So let's get to this week's questions.
Hey beauties, welcome back to our Thursday Q&A podcast. I have four questions today that I'm going to answer that were submitted by beauties just like you and maybe even you listening to this today. We sort through all the questions, or should I say Caitlin, who's with me today, sorts through all the questions and picks four every week. So Kate, thank you so much for doing that. And I hope everything is fantastic with you out in New York.
Yes, thank you. I'm so excited as always to share these questions and go through. And it's kind of funny how they organically come together. Like last week it was all international, this week it's tri-state. And I don't do that on purpose, but I always realize when we come back to read the questions. So I guess it depends on where they're coming in. But we have some really great ones this week, right? Isn't that funny? I'm just like always looking like, oh, how does this happen? And then sometimes it'll be like all West Coast.
I feel like it's an energy thing somehow. Like,
yeah, like we're channeling.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows? But yeah, all these ones are really great. And I'm sure everybody... it's always anxious for us to get in. This first question I thought was interesting. People always want to know how much food they can eat and things like that. So this first question is from Jenna, and she's based out of Seaford in New York. And she says, I follow the beauty detox lifestyle, and I love cooking sweet potatoes whole in the oven, and I have one for dinner. But I was wondering what your thoughts on how many times a week it is actually okay to have them.
So Jenna, thank you so much for your question. As you mentioned, Kay, this is a very common thing to wonder about. Oh, you know, how often should I have this food, and does it work for me, and so on and so forth. So I just want to stress that everybody's body is different. And the way that we react to different foods, the amount of food that we need is different. I know for my body type, I'm Vata Pitta in Ayurveda, and I'm pretty active, and I just, you know, I'm always thinking a lot and writing a lot. I feel like I burn a lot of energy. So I actually eat pretty enormous portion sizes, as you've seen firsthand, Kay. I eat a lot, but it's all fibrous and it feels great in my body. And the way that I eat also, and I'll share this with you guys, is I go through periods where I get pretty obsessed with one recipe and I may vary the ingredients. So for instance, the last few months I've been obsessed with this, like this lentil veggie soup. And it's like a lot of veggies, a lot of water, and some lentils. And I just eat it all the time for lunch with a salad, all the time, all the time. And then I switch up the veggies, but I eat it for a long time. And then I start saying, oh, you know what? For lunch, I'm going to switch to this, and like the Dharma's kale salad and, you know, whatever other recipes. So I go through periods where I have a lot of the same recipes, but then I switch those recipes.
Right.
And that works well for me. And that's kind of how... you know, I like to eat and how my body feels good. So there isn't like a one formula or one fits all. So I don't know, Jenna, what else you eat or, you know, how your body is or what beauty detox phase you're in or anything like that. So I can't answer your question exactly, but I will say that, you know, listen to your body. And if you're feeling really good having sweet potatoes and through the day you're having your glowing green smoothie and your power protein smoothie, you know, general rule would be, you know, maybe two or three times a week. But it could be more in some periods and it could be less. So you just really have to listen. And when your body, when you want to have more variety and you naturally feel like you need something else for dinner, your body will tell you. But it is okay. There's many cultures in the world where they are eating the same meals over and over again for periods and they don't have food shipped in. It's all, you know, whatever's growing locally. So it's just a necessity and a way of being. So if you feel naturally drawn to sweet potatoes or whatever food or whatever recipe it is for a period, and then you switch it up, that's okay. And it's natural. And I would just say, make sure that you're rotating the greens in your GGS and you're rotating your salads and, you know, type of salads you make and things like that. But yeah, it's very individual.
Yeah, because sometimes I feel too, kind of like with the season, say like winter and fall, I feel like I eat a lot more sweet potatoes, and then I haven't really been having them at all like since spring and now summer. So I mean, I guess everybody varies, where like you're saying, if you like them all the time, like, and I like to eat soup in the summer, and some people don't like to eat soup, and like, we love soup, but
one of my friends
was like, why are you eating soup? It's so hot. I'm like, I really like it. So
I know. Mm-hmm. It is a seasonal thing, and like our bodies shift, our energy shift. And I think there's such a natural elegance in that and honoring that. You know, like you said, Kay, I went through this phase where I had like these Japanese yams all the time.
Oh, those are so good with the rice.
And yeah, now I'm just like not so into it anymore. So you just kind of listen to your body and migrate when it feels good. And if you do that, you know your body best.
Right. Perfect. Well, this next question from Christine, who is out of Old Bridge, New Jersey, I thought was interesting because we talk a lot about detoxing and its benefits. And this question I thought was important to answer. So she asks about detoxing, and she says, I know it's not habit forming and it does help you release waste toxins. But if it stimulates you to go to the bathroom, will it weaken your ability to go on your own, especially if you're taking it daily?
So, Christine, thank you so much for asking this question. New Jersey in the house.
Yeah.
I was actually born in New Jersey, Kay. I lived there.
Oh, you did? Before. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Wow.
My first few years of life were in New Jersey.
Oh, wow. Represent. Yes.
So, this is a fantastic question because I want to clarify the difference between detoxy and a laxative.
Okay.
So basically the reason that a laxative, or how a laxative works, is it goes into your system and it irritates your bowel. It irritates it so much. It's like shaking it. So think about like if you take your arm and you're like trying to get a spider off your hand, right? And you shake it rather violently and it stimulates a release. Like that's what's happening to your bowel. It's really irritating it to the point where it just wants to expel whatever's inside. And that's why laxatives weaken your ability to go to the bathroom over time, because it's like that overstimulation that we talk about so much, Kay, the opposite of balance.
Oh.
It can weaken your peristalsis and your natural ability, where your bowel gets used to that irritation before it starts to release. It gets used to it, looks for it in a sense. Now, detoxing is a completely different thing. Detoxy is not going into your bowel and stimulating a release. It is releasing nascent oxygen in your system. And the nascent oxygen can get between the old stuff on your that lines your colon walls and is in your body, and it helps to naturally peel it out and loosen it and get it out of your system through oxygen. So oxygen in and of itself is healing, it's anti-aging, it builds, it's great for your hair, it's great for your skin. The reason, some people take a lot of oxygen, a lot of detoxy, and they're like, oh my gosh, I got diarrhea, I was going to the bathroom a lot. You just have to play with the amount. But when you start to get to the right amount, the right timing per week or whatever it is, you'll find that perfect mix for your body. And again, it's working on really helping that deep detoxification and waste release. It's not that irritating laxative, which is from, you know, you could get it from so-called natural laxatives like Senna, other sort of herbal supplements, or commercial laxatives like you find at CVS or other drugstores. It acts in a completely different way, which is why you could take detoxy every day for a very long time, like I did. And now I just take it a few times a week, and it actually helped to strengthen my peristalsis. It strengthened my ability to go on my own because it removed some of those old blocks, the incrustations. Sorry to get into this, but it's gross, but it's true. Like all that old stuff that reduces the size through which the passageway of waste can flow through. We have to break that up so that you can start to go to the bathroom better on your own. But now, even though I go much better on my own and I'm not constipated anymore like I used to be, I still take it weekly for anti-aging reasons, for increased oxygen, which helps your skin look great long-term and your organs functioning well and everything in your body functioning better.
Yeah. Thank you so much for clarifying that, because I thought it was really important, because that question has come in before, so people just really understand, you know, how things work. And like you said, I think that's a good point to make about if you take too much, it can maybe be, because I remember one time I took like a bunch and then it was too much, and then I found like the right dosage for me at the time. So sometimes, you, like you're saying, you do just have to play with it and see where you're at. And that's not a deterrence. It's just depending on where your body is. So I think that's a good point to make as well. And I can speak from experience that, that's true. You know, it's a true thing to just find, you know, you might think like more is better, but sometimes less is more. So it's just finding that balance for you. And, I'm glad we got to talk about this. All right, guys. Well, we're going to take a break, and then Kimberly will be back to answer more of your questions.
I'm often asked how I practice yoga every single day, what I do, and for years I didn't have an easy answer. Then my team came together, and we spent extensive time with a camera crew shooting everything, and I wrote up a whole guide. The result is my home DVD course. It's the single best tool ever for a step-by-step home yoga practice that complements the beauty detox lifestyle. Find out more at shop.kimberlysnyder.com. Tickets are now on sale for my East Coast Radical Beauty Immersion Tour in July. The theme of this tour is learning how to access your own unique beauty with tips and insights based off my latest book, Radical Beauty, and how to really live it. Tickets are $35 and selling fast. To learn more and purchase your ticket, please go to kimberlysnyder.com/events. Okay, beauties, we're back from our break, and we have two more questions for and from you guys. I like saying that now, because yeah, it's for you too. Guys, and it's from you guys.
I like that. That's a good one. We'll always say that after the break.
Love it.
So this next question, I love nut butters too, and sometimes they're I eat too much of it. So this question's from Kelly, and she's from New York City. And her question here is it bad to enjoy a spoonful of raw almond butter in steel-cut oats, since you're technically pairing a starch with a fat protein? Similarly, for the power protein smoothie, should I steer clear of adding a spoonful of my favorite nut butter?
Okay, Kelly, thank you so much for your question. We got a lot of questions about beauty food pairing. Mm-hmm. So let's break it down a little bit. Basically, we want to make whatever we choose to eat at a sitting, whether it's a snack or a meal, we want to make it as easy as possible for our bodies to break that down and digest. Because when we make it easier for our bodies, we get more nutrition from our food. We don't use up as much energy. We have more energy for everything else we want to use it for. We feel light. We feel great. It reduces the chances for bloating and indigestion. So it's just a more strategic, intelligent way of eating versus just jamming everything into our systems. First question was almond butter and steel cut oats. That is a heavy mix that I don't recommend. We had a question about oatmeal a couple weeks ago, okay, and we talked about adding cinnamon or vanilla or cacao nibs, or there's lots of other ways to spruce up your oatmeal.
Right.
The almond butter is very dense, and it is fatty, and it has, you know, dense protein. When you're having that with the oats, it would just be heavy, I think. It would be bloating. So I don't recommend putting that together. As far as your power protein smoothie question, that's already pretty, it's pretty substantial with the protein. If you're adding chia seeds into it, it's not horrible food, beauty food pairing to add the nut butter, and you could do it, especially if you want like a really, dense, smoothie, let's say after a super long workout, or you're just really, really hungry, you could do it. It's not horrible. Mm-hmm. But for me, and okay, I know you as well, love almond butter.
I do.
When I have my almond butter, I really want to enjoy it. And I would rather have it on celery sticks and like taste it and use it up that way. I feel like it gets swallowed up in my power protein.
Yeah, it's like less impact. Like impact. I was just going to add that when you were finished about the celery sticks. Or like even like cucumber, I've had it on, like just something, you know, like light. I agree. Cause then you really feel like satisfied, like, this is creamy.
You know, there's a new smoothie that we added at Glow Bio.
Oh, really?
and it's called the Yogi Smoothie, and it's like spinach and almond butter. Ooh. And it's really, really delicious. It has a bunch of ingredients that pair with that. So it's a really interesting smoothie, but you can really taste the almond butter in that smoothie. Versus, again, the Power Protein smoothie, there's all these other great things. So it's not horrible, but like you said, Kay, whether it's cucumbers or celery, for me, it is a denser food. So I'd rather have it when I can really taste it. But okay, if you love it in there and you want that heavier smoothie, you can have that combination, but not the oats, please.
Perfect. Yeah, that's great that she had the two-part question there. So Kelly, I hope that helps. And any other nut butter lovers like myself, I hope that helps you as well. So we're going to head into our last question from Marietta, and she's from Verona in New Jersey. And her question, I think a lot of people may struggle with when they're first changing diets and, you know, maybe they don't have a balance. So we'll see what Kimberly thinks. So she says, when I started to eat a clean diet, how can I avoid that insatiable hunger feeling even when it seems like I'm eating enough?
Yes, we all know that feeling when we're shifting, not just the first time, but if we fall off the wagon or we go through heavier periods, Kay, like we all do.
Oh yeah, I was going through that like a couple weeks ago, because I definitely, when I moved home, I was just eating like a train wreck. So I relate a lot.
And we all have, you know, periods where things come up in life. You know, we have transitions, or we got in a fight with a friend, or we had a breakup, or, you know, we're stressed, or our period, or whatever it is.
Right.
So when we start to eat clean again, we may feel like, oh, like I feel this hollowness. I don't feel that same heaviness. And I actually talk about this quite a bit in the Beauty Detox Power. This is one of the reasons that people eat a lot of, there's actually people that crave and eat fat, and it could be butter. It could be ice cream, but that sort of like fattiness gives you that leaden feeling in your stomach where it's like a presence, like, oh, I'm here. It's like stabilizing when there's a whirlwind of stressful activities, that fattiness kind of like grounds you and makes you feel stable. So I would say to help balance that. So let's start with healthy fats. Adding during those periods of transition, you can have a little bit more fat, which will add that stability. We're just talking about almond butter, having those almond butter and celery stick as a snack, or having chia pudding, you have more bang for your buck when you have these whole fats, like the nut butter, like the avocados, like the chia seeds, versus oil, which is very dense and gets eaten up, and you could just end up having way more oil than you even realize that you're having, right? So having these healthy fats can feel really stabilizing. Now, when you combine those fats with fiber, which also helps it digest well and cushions and makes sure that everything's moving efficiently through your GI tract, then you have a winning combination. So again, the almond butter with fibrous celery, or our GG Soak, okay? Let's link to that recipe, that glowing green smoothie soup.
Or that was so green good. Soup. Yeah.
Top it. It's liquidy. It's got all these, vegetables, and it's liquidy, and the base is almond milk. But you top it with a little bit of avocado, then it feels really grounding. Totally. So think healthy beauty detox fats and fiber. And we have lots of different recipes that support those two combos, and that will really help help you feel more satiated when you're getting back to clean eating.
Mm. Yeah, I think those are good points to make. I can definitely relate to, you know, you just want to feel something full, and sometimes I'd like eat and go to sleep. So obviously we know that's not the best thing to do, but just relating, we go through it. Mm-hmm.
You know what I do too sometimes is I take my Power Protein smoothie and I put it in a bowl and I put some like this. We have this amazing sprouted protein acai granola from Glow, which is really yummy. If you guys are interested, we ship it. You can get it shipped from our website, myglowbio.com. And it's sprouted. It has acai and almonds and stevia. It doesn't have any refined sugars or anything. Anyways, I put that in and I eat it like cereal, right? So the base is the Power Protein, so it's thicker. And then I'm having the little bits of the granola And it is very comforting, and it feels like a treat, and it's so yummy. And it's, you know, there's a little bit of salt in my recipe, which I think just accentuates the flavor of the granola. Anyways, it's like my dream
little Every snack. Episode is making me hungry.
Yeah, well, that's like you could have these little like treats and snacks that are still clean and give you that grounded feeling.
Right.
That's definitely something to explore.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for that advice. It helps me, which means it's definitely got to be helping a lot of other beauties in the community and all these different topics. They're so interesting. And I know I always learn something new. So even if you've been following the program for a long time, there's always new things to learn in different parts of your life. So thank you for your time today, Kimberly, and all you beauties for submitting your questions and being a part of our community.
Thank you so much, Kay and beauties. And before you go, I have my thought for the week.
Oh, perfect. Let's hear it.
You ready? You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Passion is the key ingredient in success. And I feel like it just seems like obvious,
right?
But I don't think that we all believe in it sometimes, or we don't put enough stock in it. A lot of people, you know, I live in LA in Florida, so I always hear a lot of people say, oh, I want to be, you know, an actor, I want to be this, or I want to be that, or I want to do what you're doing, I want to be, I want to have my own business, I want to do whatever. And I always say, you know, if you have passion, and you know, Kay, I'm a very passionate person.
Yes, which is amazing. That's why, you know, we do so many things in the business and the community.
Kay's trying to keep everything organized, because I'm like, yeah, let's do this and this and this. But if you have true passion and you really believe in what you got and what you want to do, where there is a will, there is a way. And I will add to this, Kay, that it's about sustained passion, though. It's not true. Like, oh, I'm so excited about this week, and then next week I'm excited about something else.
Right.
You really have to fuel your passion. You need to support your energy. This is where Radical Beauty comes in, with all the aspects of the lifestyle, from, you know, great sleep hygiene to, you know, proper skincare to the way we move our bodies, and of course, nourishment and our nutrition. You need to fuel that passion with your lifestyle and support it, so it's like a long burning fire, not just this spark that comes and goes. So I think that's really important as well.
Yeah, no, that's a good point to make for sure. It's kind of like the long haul. When you finally get there, you feel very successful versus these little things that go from side to side. So
yes.
Yeah, I think that's great. And if anybody's feeling inspired now after this show, or you want to know where to submit your question, if you're new to the community here, you can go to KimberlySnyder.com/AskKimberly. And we also review questions on all of our social media channels. So if you have any questions on there, you can comment on the blog, you can comment on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And we'll go ahead and check those out and see what questions you have, and hopefully air them on an upcoming show.
Yeah, it's great that people can submit anywhere, but there's such a big comment flow, isn't there, Kay, on social media? So probably if you really are dying to get your question answered, it's probably best to submit on the website.
Yeah, totally. Like we're always, you know, I know you're on there answering questions.
Trolling, yeah.
We have a team that goes through. Yeah, I mean, if it's really pressing, but sometimes people put on there and we'll check it from time to time. But yeah, if it's something pressing, but sometimes if people don't use certain channels, I like to give them the option. But that's a good thing to point out, that it's definitely, I review all the questions submitted on the form. So more social things can get missed. But if that's your only outlet, then
yeah,
you know, feel free to do that. Yeah. Thanks, Kay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Kay, for doing all the work to find this and helping everything, you know, get produced for the podcast. So we have this for the beauties and for everyone, for the community. So thank you. We really appreciate you, Kay.
Oh, thanks, guys. I love doing it.
It's fun.
Yeah, we love
supporting you guys. So thank you guys so much for being in our community. We love you, and we love you for you. And we want to support you. So keep the questions coming. Keep in touch with us. Remember, I'm posting recipes and articles almost every day on the website, KimberlySnyder.com. So you guys can come and join the free newsletter so you don't miss anything. And we can continue to support you. So lots of love. And we will see you back here Monday for our next podcast.